The Sutra of Golden Light appeared during the period from the 5th century AD to the 8th century AD. That is to say, appeared as a literary document. And of course it appeared in India. It appeared in a language which Western scholars generally call Buddhist hybrid Sanskrit. How long the Sutra of Golden Light existed as an oral tradition before being written down, we've no means of knowing. But in spirit at least, it goes back to the time of the Buddha, to the historical Buddha. Now the Sutra of Golden Light, did not appear all at once. It did not appear fully formed, complete. When we say that it appeared during the period from the 5th to the 8th century AD, we don't mean that it appeared at some particular point within that period. We mean that it took the whole of that period to emerge. In other words, a period of 300 years. It took 300 years to emerge gradually as a literary document. And this is not at all unusual. Many of the sutras, especially the Mahayana sutras, were written down in this fashion. For instance, the White Lotus Sutra and the Perfection of Wisdom in 8,000 Lights. Let's try to understand the general situation. As I said, the Buddha wrote nothing. He taught orally, and after his death, there was a vast mass of oral tradition of various kinds. And this oral tradition was arranged by the monks, edited by the monks, even elaborated by the monks. And this period of oral transmission, of purely oral transmission, of the Buddha's teaching, of the Dharma, without perhaps even one word being written down, lasted roughly 400 years. And then, and only then, the monks started writing the teachings down. And even then, they didn't write them down all at once. The whole process, the whole great process of writing down the Buddhist scriptures, writing down the oral tradition, writing down what the Buddha had taught orally, lasted for 1,000 years. From the 1st century BC to the 10th century AD, during all that period of 1,000 years, oral traditions were being committed to writing as scriptures. And broadly speaking, the more exoteric teachings were committed to writing first. And the more esoteric remained oral traditions for longer and were committed to writing later. So the Buddhist scriptures are thus not really literary compositions, and they shouldn't be judged as literature. We may describe them as successive literary deposits from the oral tradition. And what happened on a larger scale in the case of the Buddhist scriptures as a whole happened on a much smaller case, on a much smaller scale rather, in the case of individual scriptures, particularly in the case of the longer Mahayana sutras. Some of them were written down, as it were, in installments. And this was the case with the Sutra of Golden Light. It was written down in installments over that 300-year period. And this is why we speak in the title of this lecture of the growth of a Mahayana Sutra. The original nucleus of the Sutra is the famous, the very celebrated and widely used chapter of confession. This is now chapter 3 of the existing text. And around this confession, the remainder of the sutra was built up. This has been demonstrated in detail by Nobel in his introduction to his edition of the Sanskrit text of the sutra. Now, I've spoken of the remainder of the sutra being built up around this nucleus, round the confession. But it would be more correct really to speak of the confession as attracting other material, other oral traditions to itself. I've said that the sutra was written down in installments, but we must be careful to guard against misunderstanding. A sutra is not a work of literature, primarily. So there's no question of it having a logical sequence. There's no question of a purely artistic structure, a purely artistic unity. Most Mahayana sutras possess a nucleus. And this nucleus represents, we may say, a sort of centre of spiritual energy. And this centre of energy, spiritual energy, if it's sufficiently powerful, will attract to itself fragments from the vast mass of floating oral tradition. In the case of the Sutra of Golden Light, this nucleus, this centre of spiritual energy of the sutra, is the confession. And it's the confession that has, as it were, attracted to itself other material, other teachings from the oral tradition. What's the principle of that attraction is, we'll see a little later on. Now, we saw some time ago that a sutra was a connected discourse, a discourse by the Buddha. And this is approximately correct. It's correct as far as it goes. But there are many exceptions, many modifications. And in the case of the Sutra of Golden Light, the most important part of the whole sutra, which as I've said is the confession, is not spoken by the Buddha at all. So this is a strange situation. The central part of the whole sutra, and the sutra is supposed to be a discourse by the Buddha, is not spoken by the Buddha at all. It's not even spoken by a bodhisattva. So, who is it spoken by? What is it spoken by? Well, it's spoken by a drum. It's spoken by a golden drum. And not only that, it's spoken in somebody's dream. Moreover, in some of the Mahayana sutras, there's no question of just sitting back and, as it were, listening to a definite or specific discourse of the Buddha or whoever else is speaking. There's no question even of just watching what is going on. We don't always realize this at first. We realize it gradually, after a while. We read the sutra, or we hear the sutra read. We hear the Buddha in the sutra, perhaps others in the sutra, talking about the sutra. And we see all sorts of marvelous things happening in the sutra. But then we start wondering, where and what is the sutra? We seem unable to locate the sutra, unable to identify. We're supposed to be listening to the sutra, people are talking about the sutra, but where is the sutra? What is the sutra? There seems to be no sutra. No Mahayana sutra. Everyone's talking about it, referring to it, praising it, but where is the sutra? We can't see it, we can't find it. So it gradually dawns on us that the sutra is what is happening in the sutra. And it also dawns on us that one is oneself involved in what is happening in the sutra. The Sutra of Golden Light refers to itself as the profound Buddha region. Doesn't refer to itself as a particular kind of text or scripture. It refers to itself as the profound Buddha region. So what does this mean? It means that the Sutra of Golden Light is a whole world, a spiritual world. And it's this world that we shall be exploring in the course of the next 8 weeks.